It's Tuesday, July 27th, 2021. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick. COVID-19 metrics are continuing to increase in Nevada. KUNR's Lucia Starbuck breaks down the data.
Health officials reported an average of nearly 800 COVID-19 cases per day over the last 2 weeks. There haven't been this many daily cases since early February. Clark County is driving a majority of the state's cases and hospitalizations. There are more than 1,000 Nevadans hospitalized for confirmed or suspected COVID-19. That's more than double the number of hospitalizations at the beginning of the month. The test positivity rate has climbed to 13.5%, and most counties are flagged for elevated disease transmission. That includes Washoe County, where health officials are reporting an average of more than 60 daily cases over the last week, which is nearly 3 times higher than what was reported at the beginning of the month. Lucia Starbuck, KUNR News.
A federal judge has denied a request from environmentalists for a court order temporarily blocking the government from digging trenches for archaeological surveys at a lithium mine plant near the Nevada-Oregon line. The proposed Thacker Pass mine is home to the biggest known U.S. deposit of lithium. U.S. District Judge Miranda Dew said in a ruling late Friday in Reno that 4 conservation groups failed to prove the trenches across 1/4 acre would cause irreparable harm to sage-grouse habitat. She plans to decide later this week whether a Nevada tribe can seek a similar injunction based on claims the digging would disturb sacred burial grounds. The U.S. is facing a jet fuel shortage this summer, and it's causing long delays at airports in our region and some stress for firefighting services. The Mountain West News Bureau's Nate Hedgie reports.
When air travel ground to a halt last year because of the pandemic, companies stopped producing as much jet fuel. Fuel delivery services also scaled back their operations. But as the nation continues to bounce back and more people travel by air, demand for jet fuel is soaring. And there aren't enough truck delivery drivers to keep up with that demand. And that's creating a shortage, especially at smaller, more out-of-the-way airports in the West. There are reports of day-long delays for passengers in Montana. Political leaders in Nevada warn it could impact cargo delivery planes in Reno. It's also putting aerial firefighting services such as Montana's Neptune Aviation on alert. Here's spokesperson Kevin Condit.
The airports are trying to work together and let each other know, you know, yes, we have fuel, adequate fuel, send people here or waving people off if there's inadequate fuel at a certain location.
That said, the U.S. Forest Service says the shortage hasn't had a widespread impact on firefighting efforts so far. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Nate Hedgie.
Efforts to silence a century-old siren that blares every night in Minden are sparking debates over how to confront the region's history of racism and violence. The Washoe Tribe of Nevada and California associates the siren with a historic sundown ordinance that once made it illegal for them to be in public after nightfall. Residents of the mostly white town defend it as a tradition that marks time and honors first responders. After state lawmakers banned the siren, the Washoe Tribe's chairman and Minden town manager agreed to move the siren to 5 p.m., but the compromise left many tribal members unsatisfied. Authorities say a twin-engine jet crash near a golf course in the Lake Tahoe area ignited a wildfire, but that was quickly contained before threatening the town of Truckee. Authorities did not immediately say how many people were aboard the multi-seat business jet. The FAA and the National Transportation Safety Board are investigating the incident. The Washoe County Health District has issued cease and desist orders to 6 food operators for violating food operation and safety regulations. All 6 were operating temporary pop-up locations along busy streets, as opposed to food trucks, brick-and-mortar locations, or temporary food operations with permits. The items they were selling included sliced and whole fruit, tacos, beverages, and shaved ice. The health district says eating food that isn't properly handled or stored can lead to foodborne illnesses such as E. coli, salmonella, and listeria. Those are your morning news headlines for Tuesday, July 27th. For KUNR News, I'm Noah Glick.